And good Wednesday morning, live from RKGGF Studios here in the downtown area of Coffeyville. I'm Sam Spank, glad you're with us. We take a step aside away from open line. Don't worry, we'll get back for the rest of the 9 and the 10 o'clock hour as well. For now, we are joined in studio by Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce Director Candy Westbrook. Candy, good morning.
Well, good morning.
Always glad to have you here in studio talking
Thank
on behalf
you.
Of CNN meeting, which you just wrapped up, as well as any other news and things to jot down onto the calendar for things coming from the chamber. So real quick, we'll just start out from here. CNN this morning,
yes.
It was, what was it, George Realtors?
George
or was it
Realtors.
George Realtors, that's what I thought.
So they've actually been in a part of Coffeyville for many years. Mm-hmm. So those long-timers that have been here, they'll remember George Realtors was really big and been part of Coffeyville for a long time. Carol George Manigan is the last of them because it was a family-owned business. So dad's brothers, everybody was involved.
Wow.
So Carol's the last of it and kind of had slowed down the last few years, was still involved. But recently, some young professionals joined up with her and wanted to bring it back to a full service realty. So they're back in there and going strong. A lot of passion, a lot of energy, and they have a new vision. So they're doing some new things and kind of, like I said, taking it back.
Well, good. Yeah. Well, and yeah. You see as much growth that is potentially coming to Montgomery County and Coffeyville specifically. That's going to be a lot of jobs. It's going to be a lot of people, homes. So
yeah.
There's a void to fill there.
They're ready and they're excited. We did a ribbon cutting today for them. And then tomorrow they're doing a grand reopening from 4 to 6. But
Great. They've
got everything from a new logo. I mean, so they're going all out. Just a whole new rebranding. But they also have a Facebook show they called By George, where they go every week to different businesses, kind of what we do at the mm-hmm. chamber, but just kind of spotlight and share the community what's going on here in Coffeyville. So
that's pretty cool.
We're excited. I see some great things happening from them the next few months. So other things going on today. So tomorrow, $1 hot dogs at
Ooh,
Sonic.
Nice. Sold.
Sold. There.
Exactly.
So anything you can get for a dollar. Yay. Love it. So yeah, stop in Sonic tomorrow and get your hot dogs. Amy Dollar told us about new programming that you guys have got going. First of all, you guys always have wonderful things like the Chamber, you know, of Commerce to come on every week. But mm-hmm. a lot of great speakers and just things to help your listening audience. So the one I thought was cool, Roman's Outdoor Power coming just to, you know, your lawn care and your lawnmower questions and
yep.
those of us that don't know all the details of that and want to know more. So
exactly. And Haley Bagwell, I believe, joins us now once per week. So, yeah, I'm kind of excited to get the morning programming a little bit more kind of set in stone. Because you're right. We do kind of, I mean, you're set in stone here in the 9 o'clock hour. We've had it for years now. But, yeah, it's good to get those. And they're very informative as well. We've had a couple kind of filter in and out. And hopefully these ones stick around with us. So
that's awesome. Awesome. Chuck McFate, all kinds of good reminders. So Thursday the 27th, Friends of the Brown Mansion is going to be having a meeting. And that's always a great thing to be involved with because they do fundraisers and different activities just to make sure that our Brown Mansion stays strong here in Coffeyville. So very iconic. This Friday is the Relay for Life.
That's right.
So, yeah.
It's coming up.
And it's at a new location. It's always been up there at the big stadium. But now it's going to be out by the high school this year. And for those that don't know, our relay is one of the biggest in the state and the region. We far surpass fundraising than most, even cities way bigger than us.
Wow.
So we're doing awesome here and just supporting those that have been touched by cancer. So
absolutely. What was the, was there any reasoning for the change in location or just kind of maybe more convenience or something?
I'm not. I don't know. I know some of it had to do with just, it's hard out there with the turf out there, the big stadium.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just so many things you can and can't do and you have to be careful of. And so this gives them a little bit more opportunities. And it joined with to a regional one. It was,
gotcha.
We used to have an Independence one and a Coffeyville one. Now it's both.
It's a regional.
So,
yeah. And yeah. I can see that, you know, it's many places that hold concerts or things like that. There's many reasons why they wouldn't because it would damage the field or mm-hmm. damage things like that. So I can see more preservation
yeah.
measures.
So I know that's part of it, but I'm sure there's some other things too.
Absolutely.
So other things going on. We've got Griff Walker from Boys and Girls Club. A couple things. One, he just wanted to shout out his team, if you can say that right, recently just helped with the park's smoking ban.
Yep.
So that was exciting. He was shout out to them. Shout out to Boys and Girls in general. they have their national office head bigwigs coming down today to talk about how good things that are happening at the Coffeeville and how they can now take that to the national level. So they're using us
lead by example, yes. Coffeeville. I like it. So we are the example.
We do some good things, and we do lead by example. So that's very awesome. So
well, and again, the efforts from the, I believe it's the Resist Club with Boys and Girls about that. I did a story on it last week, and you know, it's something that should come across as common sense, but at the same time, it you know, it's better off to have the signs and more or less be aware of the effects of secondhand smoke. I was glad to see though they had a great presentation of. Mm-hmm. Of the percentage of the Kansans actually that don't smoke, and it's somewhere like 80%. Let's keep that number, keep going up to 90%, and then we get to the, and then we just forget about secondhand. But it was a great presentation, so I'm glad they got it passed.
Yeah, they did really good. Jamie Grant, Coffeeville Rec, it's already time for fall sports signups.
Man.
Ah, I'm not ready yet.
I'm not either.
But you do have to go ahead and get signed up so that way they can get all their spots filled and set up. Volleyball, football, soccer, cheer. And they did have a big change that's caused some ripples out there right now, but their football has moved to flag football instead of full tackle. So that was a change that they had to do. I think some of it was local, but some of it was just coming across nationwide. So
well, there's a long study of the CDC and different things within the brain of the developmental age. And I, you know, this has been a debate in the sports world. And of course I geek out over the sports world for years now, but I think it's up until middle school, which is 100% I agree with. You know, I think there's a point in time where they need to develop their tackling skills and their strength. But in first through fifth grade, that's not those times. And I think that's what the Coffeeville Recreation Commission is taking a stance. And I think it's flag football strictly up until middle school. And then once they get to middle school, then they can choose to go to tackle. I have no problem with it whatsoever. So I think it was a good call.
They've got choices and just protecting them. So that's
absolutely
good.
That's their biggest concern. And it shows. And it, you know, it's of course going to ruffle some feathers, but it really shouldn't. At the end of the day, it's for the safety of the kids. So
yeah. Joe Brooks, Salvation Army, as we mentioned before, July 20th, they're going to have Christmas in July, and they need bell ringers. And they're going to be doing that all day at the different locations around Coffeeville. Leanne Eggers, Public Library, lots of good stuff coming up this summer, as always. They have the Mad Science Lab at 1 p.m. in a painting class. I think that's tomorrow. And then next Tuesday, they're doing something a little different. They're going to try it out and see if it works. They're going to start having some... I guess they call it a free library spot, where basically it's you bring in a book and you take a book. So they're going to do it out by the city pool next Tuesday, see how it goes. And if it goes well, they're going to have more spots and more times and locations.
Great.
So that's awesome. And then next Wednesday, they're doing a To the Moon and Back child program. So all summer long, if you'll just check their Facebook page, they've got summer activities for the kids, you know, keep them busy.
Endless activities, really. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just all the time. It's awesome. Lisa Brookover from the Parks Cleanup or Parks and Recreation. Parks Advisory Board is going to have a cleanup on the 29th. And they're actually, I think they've got three different parks they're going to be working on. So they're going to need lots of volunteers that day. Everybody meets at City Hall at 9 a.m. And then they're going to go out and just do some painting and some cleanup. But that Parks Advisory Board has teamed up with the city and the Coffeeville Rec. And they're really, they have a big goal. I mean, they're working on some major projects at all the parks this summer, and I will just say we are blessed in that sense too, that a lot of cities only have like one park, maybe two. We actually have 13.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, 13?
I didn't
parks.
Even think it was
now,
that many.
Some of the, well, because some of them are pretty small. Okay. They just have, you know, a few benches, maybe one thing of equipment. Mm-hmm. But there's at least 3 to 4 really large, massive parks.
Yeah, there is.
And that's pretty good for our size of town. So.
It really is. And people don't really realize, you know, nowadays it used to kind of be you find a job and then you find the town. Nowadays people are finding the town, parks, things to do inside the town, and then find a job. Things are kind of changing a little bit.
Yeah.
And Coffeeville does have a step up, having some parks, a handful of parks, some things to do, and a reawakening, if you will, downtown.
And they need, the key is going to have community support. You've got to have the volunteers. The city can't take care of 13 parks without raising our tax dollars.
Yep.
So it takes volunteers to help out with some of the basics as well, and to keep them up and painting. And I know they're going to be putting in some benches and a new shelter at one of the locations. So,
nice.
Yeah, it's awesome. Michaela Swindell from Simply Southern got some new inventory in, so stop in and check out some of their new things for the summer. Tamara, Sunflower Soda Shop. Just a reminder that they do delivery, so
that's right.
If you can't get out, you know, just call them up and they'll do that. But stay tuned. Later this month, they're going to be doing a grand reopening. They've been remodeling the inside that used to have a kind of a thrift shop, so to speak, in the back, and they've got rid of that, and they've now got a whole bunch of new lines of some stuff. And so they're going to be doing a grand reopening and showcasing some of their bakery, because I don't know if everybody realizes this, but they moved to where everything they bake is in-house.
Yeah.
I mean, it's homemade, just all right there. So
yeah, it's a great great menu. I mean, they change up their daily specials. You're right, they deliver. And then also, I've done this a couple of times, but they have this fast and fresh to-go case where they have sandwiches and wraps all ready to go.
Grab salads from there before.
Exactly. It takes 2 minutes, you're in, you're out, you're good to go. So it's a great little spot.
Yeah, that's awesome. A couple other things. Leadership Coffeeville is accepting applications right now. So if you've never been in that class, it's amazing. I went through it a few years back, and it really helped me get to know Coffeeville and just to develop some of my skills. But they're taking applications right now, and you can call me at the chamber, and I'll give you the scoop on dates and just how it works, or pick up an application.
Absolutely. Well, you went through the class. Some of the things that you can expect from it, is it courses or what is it?
And it's actually changed a little bit. They redid the curriculum a little bit this year. So it's really right now emphasizing leadership skills, and not leadership skills as in, this is my personality and now I need to work with others in this personality type. It's not that. It is more the nitty gritty, like, how do you work with people and how do you overcome challenges and work with community? And it really develops your skills. And what I mean by leadership, it doesn't mean the manager.
Yep.
We're talking about how do you take yourself and develop yourself better so that you can be more effective in your job.
Yeah.
And
you don't have to be a GM to show leadership characteristics at all. And it's a good point you made. I mean, everybody is different. They react different to words. And in order to be a good leader, you need to be able to take everybody's reaction and spin it into something progressive. So I think it's a pretty cool course. So
it really is neat. And then they also, like I said, the other half of it is they expose you to Coffeeville. Even if you've lived here forever, there's so many things that we're like, oh, I didn't know that business offered that, or that our hospital has this. So they bring in speakers and just educate you on everything that there is to know about Coffeeville, and also just what our challenges are and how do we as up-and-coming leaders, you know, take on these challenges.
Absolutely.
So it'll be great. And you probably heard this great news, but I'm very excited. Outdoor movie night. It was so successful last month that the Midland Theater is now going to do it every month from now into October. Community State Bank has offered to sponsor it because you have to pay for the actual movie rights to come out and porta potties and other stuff. But so they're going to sponsor it. But first one will be June 28th, so actually just in 2 weeks.
Yeah, next Friday, the final Friday of June there.
Mm-hmm.
So not this,
and
but next week.
Then they're going to do it every month after that, clear through October. So it'll be on a Friday night always, and you can check out the Facebook page for the dates. I'll be sending some stuff out from the chamber as well. This first one is Goonies.
Nice.
Oh, classic. They're throwing back to the classics. I love it.
I know. It's. I think that, what was it, Wizard of Oz that they did over the last one? Yeah, perfect. The Goonies?
Yeah. I think they're doing a lot of just throwbacks and classics, family-friendly. And it's free, so you know, it's nice to be able to sit outdoors, and they've got a gigantic screen, and so it's nice.
It was overly convenient for us because it was during graduation weekend for CCC.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had a whole bunch of family in town. And we were walking back from the Yoke, and we just stumbled upon it. It was like, look at this.
Wow.
Perfect little movie night. So we stopped for a little while. But it's a great location.
Yeah, it's going to be nice. So we're excited. And
are they going to have it in that same spot where the mural's going up right here?
Well,
are they gonna...
they're switching it. I mean, it's in that same spot, but they're going to put the big screen sheet, whatever thing it is, down on the Midland Theater building, and they're going to project it up there
because
that's
where
the sound was coming from anyway, and so that'll make it easier.
A little easier.
They'll face that way, and then they'll still have activities in the parking lot.
And how's that? How about that mural, though? I hate to digress, but it is beautiful.
It is coming along so well. DeRosa is the one leading the charge on that, and he's doing an amazing job. Yes, it's coming fast. I can't
believe
it.
I was so surprised. There was one morning where he was kind of doing the C and the O and the F of Coffeeville, and then the next day the whole wall was blue. I was like, yeah. What happened? I mean, look at that. So
it is. And it's just a great location because it's right when you come into the downtown area, yep. So everybody will get to see it. And yes, great things happening in the downtown area. If you haven't been by the Hitching Post, that's another beautiful place. Yep. I mean, they make that so beautiful and warm and inviting. Just all the stuff they have out front. It just looks really nice downtown.
Perfect little corner plot, too. I'm glad they found the old Columbia building there.
Yeah,
so.
It is good. So a couple other quick things just from the chamber. So every month we have a lunch and learn. And tomorrow it is on women and leadership. How do we be effective leaders in our community as women? How do we balance our home and life? And just a whole bunch of different great topics and speakers. And every month we do a lunch and learn. So if you ever want to just take your, whether it's your skills in your business or just in your personal life, give me a call and I'll tell you what's coming up next. So that's going on. And then I'll drop the bomb on this good one. It's official. We are going to be having a beer festival. Yay.
Ooh, I like it.
October 12th. It's called Hops Around Town. We've got all kinds of microbreweries from across the state and some wineries. And you just get to come downtown and sample them, see what kinds you like. Hopefully, we're going to recruit some of those if they do well. Hey, I need you to have this brew in our liquor stores and our restaurants and establishments.
And maybe a brewery location right here in downtown
Indie
Coffeeville.
Brew from Independence is coming over that day, so they're going to come. And it might spark some interest in getting some more things downtown.
I like it. What did you say that date was? Let me jot that down.
October 12th.
12th, there we go.
So, yeah, so we're going to have DJ, cornhole tournament, just all kinds of stuff. It'll be a nice, fun day downtown.
Can't miss out on that one. No,
I know.
Not at all. October 12th.
October 12th,
marking it down.
Mark your calendars. More information coming in the next few weeks, but I'm excited about that. So, and then the last thing is I announced a few weeks ago that we introduced a new membership level at the Chamber, and it has taken off like
flyers.
Like that.
Anyway.
It's doing great. It's called the Home-Based Business. And so we had so many people that were like, I didn't even know that I could be a part of the chamber, you know, as a Cincy dealer or as I do woodworking on the side or whatever it is that you do. We want to be able to help you promote your business as well as you just be a part of the community. So we introduced this. And like I said, we've got 6 new members that are just excited to be a part of the chamber and get involved.
Well, not only membership, but I think the consumer will enjoy that as well because, you know, we are in a smaller town. As much as Coffeeville has to offer, there are some things that are limited, but then this also opens the door for that. Maybe there is, like for me specifically, I still don't know. I mean, I know quite a few people, but I still don't know everybody around town, and I don't know that you have a little side hobby that, you know, like I need a seamstress or a tailor right now, and I'm sure somebody out there knows how to do it really well, and I wouldn't have to go to Bartlesville or wouldn't have to go somewhere else. So it would be really convenient for the consumer as well as the business owner.
Yes. And then you know because they came through the chamber that I'm not going to say that I'm going to vouch for every one of them that they're going to be perfect. Mm-hmm. But I do know that if they've taken the effort to join the chamber and put in some time and fill out an application and come in and meet with me, that they're a little bit vetted. So we know that they're good, decent people.
Absolutely.
So then if you're like, I need a housekeeper, who do I go through? Okay, well, here's somebody that the chamber recommends, you know, whatever it is. So.
Yeah, it just makes it easier. Again, you never know until it's over, but makes it easier to kind of narrow down the more reputable individuals. So.
Yeah, so that's going great. And that, I think, is all that's happening in our world.
Great stuff. Again, that is Director of the Coffeeville Chamber of Commerce, Candy Westbrook, giving us all the latest in the news there. We'll check in kind of more on movie night next week as well as all of the great stuff. I can't wait to talk more on behalf. I like how you guys put it in October, too. Oktoberfest for the beer.
It's going to be, it's going to kind of be kind of like that. Downtown festival. So.
Very cool. We'll talk more about that throughout the weeks. And for now, Candy, we'll just check in with you the next Wednesday.
Okay. Sounds good.
It's a Mighty 690 KGGF.